But these sanctions are quite, first of all, they are wider than ever in the past, and I would say that they are more comprehensive than ever in the past. And the purpose of those sanctions is very clear, which is different from the sanctions what we know from the history. So the basic difference is that on the one hand, European Union wants to pose the sanctions very clearly and targeted way against the regime, Lukashenko's regime, what can be called illegal regime, a criminal regime or whatsoever. And at the same time, in parallel, the European Union is liberalizing and open up more, and also proposing, at least the parliament is proposing, to increase the financial support to the NGOs, even those who are not registered officially in Belarus, because we know that they are not registered in purpose. And also there are proposals to increase to supporting the independent medias and also students who have been exmatriculated from the universities because of their political activities. So it's a quite comprehensive and pretty strong resolution what the European Parliament is preparing to adopt tomorrow. And also, sorry, yes, and also I forgot to tell that also this includes sanctions against regime, not only concerning the visas, but also concerning the economic sanctions, just freezing the bills or the bank accounts, what they may have in the European Union, and also their real estate. And at the same time also just freezing the loans from the international financial organizations.